Hi there, welcome to episode number 7 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Yutana Styling. My name is Sandra Matteoiotti and I am a fashion stylist and business consultant. This podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So remember, you can always send me your questions to info@yutanastyling.com. Yutana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com. You can remain anonymous if you want, or you can share your name, your business, even your website, and we'll be happy to share it with our listeners. We also want to invite you to hang out with us inside our free private Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. In there, we host online events, we share tips, and we talk about how to grow successful fashion businesses. So you can look us up, Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout on Facebook, and we'll be happy to have you there. So today is episode number 7, and we are going to talk about how to recognize your power and increase momentum in your business. So I wanted to talk about this topic today because sometimes where we are, you know, in the grind and hustling and working, and we get stuck, we tend to have a feeling of hopelessness, and we sometimes tend to look at, you know, the people we admire or the people who are in our niche and start comparing ourselves and start focusing on, like, look, you know, the amount of followers this person has, the kind of engagement they have, the success they're having with their courses or whatever it may be, and we stop paying attention to what we actually have. So I want to ask you today, stop for a second, stop looking at someone else's success and start looking at your success, at what you have. Start looking at the likes that you have, the followers that you have, the clients that you have, right? And start taking responsibility for them and start serving them 100%, okay? Because we tend to look at what's missing, and what's missing, it's not important, okay? Who cares about what's missing? We have to work with what we actually have. There's people who are liking, commenting, joining, buying, etc., our content, our products, our services, and that's why we created our business, right? To serve them. So when we actually focus on what we don't have and the people who we don't have, or the people who are hanging out in other places, we're doing a disservice to our people and to our business and our services, right? So I want to ask you today, please, please stop doing that and just really, really focus on what you have and start working from that point on. Seth Godin has a great quote that says, if you can't sell to one in 1,000, why market to 1,000,000, right? So this quote is great because most of you, I know, you are already selling more than 1 in 1,000, right? Which is amazing. It's a great win. And if you haven't gotten there, don't worry, it's gonna happen very soon. And once that happens, right, start really to pay attention, you know, what made that thing happen, right? Because the more you focus on that, the more you get to know your people, the more you get to know why things are happening, the more you'll be able to reach those amazing numbers that you want to reach, right? So I have 2 tips. One is start tracking your numbers. I've talked about this before. I've told you that I do it once a month. At the end, usually at the end of the month, I take out my tracker and I just look at all my numbers, my followers on the platforms that I'm using, the subscribers, how did this opt-in do, how did that opt-in do, my services, who is buying what, which people are joining what programs, how much did my network grow, how many sales did I have, how much revenue did I generate. And sometimes I even do it at the end of the week. I don't do this religiously, I have to say, I have to be honest, but sometimes, you know, especially if I'm trying something new, at the end of the week, sometimes I track it and see, you know, what happened, just to see what the result was, if it was worth it, if I should keep pushing it, or, you know, what can I do better. But usually 100% every end of the month I do this, because sometimes we just get this feeling. It's a feeling that we're not doing okay, or a feeling that I'm not doing enough, or a feeling that I'm not, the progress is not enough. And then when we look at the numbers don't lie, and they just tell us right there, hey, you got 10 clients here, you got 20 followers there, you got 20 subscribers here. And then there's no emotion attached to it, so we can clearly see if we're making progress or not. Okay, so that's my first tip. My second tip would be to I want you to focus, like, at the end of the day, sometimes when we go through our list, we're like, oh, I didn't get to do this, I didn't get to do that. And what I do is I really focus on what I actually got accomplished that day. So, wow, I made this connection, I met this person, I made this sale, I got 3 subscribers here, I got 1 person sign up for my course over there. And then the mindset completely changes, and you start focusing on what actually happened and the good things, the wins. And then the more you focus on the wins, the more wins that you would have. That doesn't mean that you're not gonna notice, like, hey, tomorrow I need to do this because I didn't get to do it, or whatever, or maybe I need to do this on Friday, whatever it may be. Yes, you acknowledge that, but the focus is on the wins, because I truly believe that the more we focus on these wins, the more wins that we're going to have. So the other thing I want to mention is that, you know, when you created your business, you had this mission, and this mission was to help these kind of people with this kind of service or product to improve their life, or whatever, the case may be. And when you're actually focusing on the people that are not there, or the people, you know, who are supporting other people, whatever, you are actually doing a disservice to your business, to your clients, and your services. So look at what you have and really get very deep into it, and start asking questions such as, you know, these people who are following me here, right? Why are they following me? Where do they come from? What are they looking for? What content are they engaging with? What kind of help do they need? What kind of programs are they buying? How can I help them improve after they go through that program? Those are the questions that you should be asking yourself, because if you can't serve these people, right, at this level, these 5, 10, 1500, you know, 200 people that you have right now, how are you going to get to those, to the thousands and to the millions, like Seth Godin says? So start asking those questions and be very grateful, because I know that you have a vision for your business and you have a vision for your programs and everything. And you're like, you know, I wish my website was better, I wish my programs were better, I wish I had better graphics, I wish I had more help, whatever, right? And you know, are actually missing the part that these people are actually following you with what you actually have right now in this moment in time, right? They're engaging with the content, they're buying, they're communicating with you, and you don't have all those bells and whistles. So they're even more important than anybody out there in this world, because they're really like the essence of who you are and what you're putting out there. So really, really change that focus and pay attention to them and commit to serving them 100%. So this is kind of cliche, right? But it's, you know, the thing of, like, noticing, right? You know, how to recognize that power and to increase that momentum is that changing the focus to looking at the half full cup and not focusing on the half empty. Who cares about the half empty? Who cares about the people who are not there yet? Who cares about the people, the thousands of people or millions of people who are not following you yet? Let's focus on that half full cup, because those are the people who are, moving the needle in your business and who are actually the people you want to serve. So, let's do that, and then increase, or, you know, create that momentum and get going with it. And just, again, I'm gonna recap really quick. Number one, focus on what you have and value it, right? Value it 100%. Number two, start you know, you commit to getting to know those people better and serve them in a better way. Number three, start tracking those numbers, because the numbers don't lie. And then you can, you know, whenever you're having those crazy feelings, you can look at the numbers and move forward, move past that those feelings. And number four, trust that, you know, the more you serve those people, the more people will come and the more your business will grow. So I hope this was helpful. Sometimes we need these, you know, fast, quick reminders, because we focus on the wrong things. You're doing a great job. You're growing every day. You're showing up for your business, and just keep committing, keep tweaking, keep talking to those people, keep getting to know them better, and you are going to arrive where you want to arrive, or I can guarantee you even to a better place. So that's what I have for you today. I hope that was helpful. If you like these podcasts, please let me know. Send me an email, send me a message, or share with someone who might like it too. And if you have a moment, please subscribe or follow in the platform that you're listening right now, so you can show your support. Thanks so much for listening and hanging out with us today. And I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your day. I'll see you soon, guys. Bye.